Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Agnes. Christ, be our light. Saint Agnes is one of the early martyrs mentioned in the canon of the Mass. She was only 13 years of age when she was martyred during the reign of Diocletian about the year 304. Because she was rich and very beautiful, Agnes had many suitors. For all, she had the same answer, that she had consecrated her virginity to a heavenly spouse. And for this, she was accused of being a Catholic and condemned to death. Saint Agnes is a most popular saint. Her relics are venerated in Rome in the basilica that bears her name. She is a special patroness of purity. Her feast is celebrated on January 21st, today, St. Agnes of Rome. O glorious St. Agnes, you serve God in humility and confidence on earth, and are now in the enjoyment of his beatific vision in heaven, because you persevered till death and gained the crown of eternal life. Remember now the dangers that surround us in the valley of tears, and intercede for us in our needs and troubles. Amen. Saint Agnes of Rome was born in 291 AD and raised in a Christian family. Agnes was very beautiful and belonged to a wealthy family. Her hand in marriage was highly sought after, and she had many high-ranking men chasing after her. However, Agnes made a promise to God never to stain her purity. Her love for the Lord was great, and she hated sin even more than death. And whenever a man wished to marry Agnes, she would always say, "Jesus Christ is my only spouse." And some of these men who were turned away became so angry and insulted by her devotion to the Lord and purity that they began to submit her name to authorities as a Christian. In one incident, Prokop, the governor's son, became very angry, and when she refused him, he tried to win her for his wife with rich gifts and promises. But the beautiful young girl kept saying, "I am already promised to the Lord of the universe. He is more splendid than the sun and the stars. And he has said he will never leave me." And so in great anger, The governor's son accused her of being a Christian and brought her to his father, the governor, who promised Agnes wonderful gifts also if she would only deny God. But Agnes refused. He tried to change her mind by putting her in chains, but her lovely face shone with joy. And next he sent her to a place of prostitution, but an angel protected her. At last she was condemned to death. Even the pagans cried to see such a young and beautiful girl going to death. Yet Agnes was as happy as a bride on her wedding day. She did not pay attention to those who begged her to save herself. And she said, "I would offend my spouse," she said, "if I were to try to please you. He chose me first, and he shall leave, and that he should leave me," was kind of a question she would place at them, as if, "No, no way." She was not going to betray our Lord. Then she prayed and bowed her head, death stroke of the sword. And so she was beautiful. She was condemned as a young girl to be dragged through the streets naked. That's what they threatened to do to her. And some said that her hair grew instantly. Can you imagine this? Her hair grew instantly. Kind of like a Samson story. But her strength wasn't in her hair, but her beauty. Her hair grew instantly to cover her entire body. And all the men who attempted to rape the beautiful virgin were immediately struck blind. Yeah, imagine that she was protected by this angel, right? And the story goes on to explain that another man presided over Agnes's trial after a new man sentenced Agnes to death. And at first, Agnes was tied to a stake, but either the wood would not burn or the flames parted away from her. And this prompted an officer to draw his sword and behead the girl. It is believed that her blood, which poured out to the stadium, was soaked up with clothes by Christians. And so St. Agnes died a virgin martyr at the age of 12 or 13 on 21 January 304. And she was buried in Rome. Her bones are currently conserved beneath the high altar in the Church of St. Agnes, which was built over the catacomb that held her tomb. And her skull is preserved in the church. In 1858, a priest, an Austrian missionary, founded the Congregation of Sisters of St. Agnes. And so St. Agnes is widely known as the patron saint of young girls, and she is also the patron saint of chastity, rape survivors, and the children of Mary. She is often represented with a lamb, the symbol of her virgin innocence, and a palm branch. Like other martyrs, she is shown as a young girl in robes, holding a palm branch with the lamb either at her feet or in her arms. And her feast day is celebrated on January the 21st. It is customary for two lambs to be brought in to be blessed by the Pope. And on Holy Thursday, the lamb's wool is removed and woven into a vest that the Pope gives to a newly consecrated archbishop as a sign of his power and union with the Pope. And St. Agnes was very young, about 12 or 13, and she was martyred in the last half of the 3rd century. And they had threatened to behead her, which burning at the stake, strangling. And she was a very beautiful girl whom many young men wanted to marry. And so We thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And many miracles have taken place through her intercession. And she is the patron saint of engaged couples, chastity, crops, children of Mary, gardeners, girls, rape victims, and virgins. And so when we get to our point of praying for children, she will be with us. Saint Agnes of Rome. She loved Jesus so much in this life, and now she is with Jesus with that great cloud of witnesses, and where she, along with us, prays for our priests today as we pray for Pope Francis, and we pray for all the clergy today, that today there are many St. Agneses out there today who love the Lord in such a way as did St. Agnes, who would love and want to serve our Lord and to receive him in the Eucharist at the Mass. So we pray for our priests, so that through their inspiration, they will teach and lead families where many more Saint Agneses will sprout out because they love the Lord. Pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And like that of Saint Maria Goretti of the 20th century, the martyrdom of a virginal young girl made a deep impression on a society enslaved to a materialistic outlook. Like Saint Agatha, who died in similar circumstances, St. Agnes is a symbol that holiness does not depend on length of years, experience, or human effort. It is a gift God offers to all. And so the Lord works through his holy Catholic priests. Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. And joy is a net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus. And put Jesus always on their lips. So that He, Jesus, is the one they offer to sinner and all they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. Lord, incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them, and let them live in you, and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus, and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grant our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your Spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. And give them eyes to see the needs of your people. And give them a discerning mind to know your truth, Lord. And give our deacons a generous spirit when they are tired but needed. And give them a humble heart when their work goes unnoticed. And give them peace of mind, Lord, and a health of body so they may serve with strength. And Lord, give our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love, and comfort them, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministry. And Lord, make their heart like yours, so they may love your people. Amen. And Lord, we pray for our seminarians. Lord, those who are seeking to become priests. We pray for them, Lord. When they feel weak, Lord, give them strength. And we thank you, Lord, for those who seek to serve you at your holy altar, Lord. Pray for our priests and bishops. And our deacons. I think that my system is down. That's what's happening here. Pray for those who need to go to confession and who need to go to Mass, to return to the Mass, and we pray for our children.
Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, call each other names. Children, play in the grown-up game. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. Children who think that they are grown. Children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children. God's little children, sweet, precious.
And so we definitely want to pray for our children. As we pray for our seminarians, and the Lord, he reached down and he touched my system, and it's back online again. Lord, give our seminarians, thank you, Lord. Lord, give our seminarians the grace to follow you more perfectly. When they are lonely or discouraged, fill them with your peace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make the hearts of our seminarians like yours. Lord, give our seminarians strength when they are weak, love when they feel forsaken, courage when they are afraid, wisdom when they feel foolish, and comfort when they feel alone, and hope when they feel rejected, and peace when they feel like they're in turmoil. So Lord, fill your church with the spirit of courage and love, and raise up worthy ministers for your altars, servants of the gospel. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And we pray for our altar servers. Lord Jesus, thank you for our altar servers and their opportunity to serve you during the Holy Mass. In your sacred presence, may their hearts be filled with joy and peace. May your Spirit always guide them, so they may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Open their mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse their heart from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten their understanding and inflame their will, that they may serve worthily at your holy altar. And in praying for our altar servers, we pray for our children. Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. Oh, glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. Oh, Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Agnes, Virgin and Martyr, and Saint Sebastian, Saint Nicholas, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, and Saint Philomena. and St. Gianna, and St. Christopher, and St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, and St. Gabriel the Archangel, and St. Monica, and St. Anthony. Lord, I pray for our children and our grandchildren, that you are their refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are the Lord, you are the God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. And Lord, we pray for those who have recently passed. Known to you alone, Lord. And pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries. And we pray for the prodigals, Lord, those who have abound in the faith. And we thank you, Lord, for loving them even more than watching over them when we can't. We pray for America, and we pray for our soldiers and veterans, Lord. We ask you to bless the members of our armed forces and give them courage and hope and strength. We pray for our police officers and our hospital nurses and doctors and our first-line responders, our EMTs. We pray for those who are in the hospital, Lord, that the hospital setting would be a place of healing and hope for all there. We pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for all those who are resident in prison and their families, that they may be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family, Lord, to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. And may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. And Lord, you raise us up.
And I am still
Amen. And Lord, you will hold on to us as well. Because he loves us this much, he will raise us up and never let us go, because he loves us this much.
Grafted in the vine and nourished by the tree of life, echoes from the word that flesh illuminates the light. Just remember that I committed long ago, not just my body, but my mind, and yes, my
Amen. He loves us this much. And if there's a reason, if there's an obstacle by which you're not going to Mass and frequenting the sacraments, going to confession and receiving Jesus in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity, if there's obstacles out there, anywhere in the world, we encourage you to go to Mass and to frequent the sacraments. And if there are any obstacles, to pray the rosary, to pray the rosary. Put your faith in our Lord. And so if there's sin or any obstacle that's preventing you, holding you back, Jesus said, come to me, you who are weary, and you will find rest. And so whatever there might be, if there's obstacles out there, let it go. Tomorrow we've got St. Vincent of Zaragoza that's going to be entering the gap tomorrow. So we will be standing in the gap with St. Vincent of Zaragoza tomorrow. And we pray for all these, we pray for children and priests and deacons, bishops and seminarians and altar servers, and those who have recently passed. And we thank you, Lord, for loving us and holding on to us and lifting us up. We will play one more song and close for today. God be with you all out there. Jesus loves stringed instruments, and he loves this as I do. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God, be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Jesus, I love you. Mother Mary, I love you. Saint Joseph, I love you. And our guardian angel, my guardian angel, I love you. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. One God in three divine persons. I love you. And we will close for today in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good day.